Could Pennsylvania's launch of a medical marijuana program mean a change of career for some? Dozens gathered at a conference led by the group U.S. Cannabis to consider that possibility. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman reports.
In a hotel meeting room in West Conshohocken, accountants, medical professionals, and agricultural entrepreneurs heard from Michael Patterson, the CEO of U.S. Cannabis. He's a healthcare administrator from North Carolina turned medical marijuana expert. He was excited about the mix of people there.
This is one industry that people may not realize. It takes a village. So you need a lot of people coming from a lot of different types of areas and different backgrounds.
Among them was Sylvia Fleming. She and her friend Kia Edwards are nurses who want to start a dispensary. The mix of people at the conference could work in their favor as they network for financial backers. Launching a dispensary can cost up to $500,000.
It is going to be costly, but you never know what you might do unless you try it. I'm just ready to go for it.
Patterson believes Pennsylvania's introduction of medical marijuana represents a huge economic opportunity for the state and those who want to get involved. But there's a big caveat.
A lot of investors who come to these, they're pretty much weeded out because, bad pun, but what we find is they realize there's no guarantees. They realize there's still a lot of unknowns.
Kia Edwards understands that. She's a little daunted by all of the different conditions she'd have to fulfill to be in compliance with the law.
It was a little intimidating to hear, do this, you go to jail, do that, you go to jail.
Patterson says that's the idea, to give people all the information they'll need before they start the process. Though the program likely won't roll out until 2018, he says that's okay. After all, growers need time to cultivate the plant, and dispensaries need to be approved and established.
For the public to feel comfortable with an industry starting and evolving and being safe and protective, you need the time in order to make sure you're covering all the bases.
Pennsylvania's new law will allow prescription of marijuana pills, oils, gels, and ointments for a range of conditions that include cancer, ALS, Parkinson's disease, and multiple sclerosis. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.